Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I am Jackson.
And live, for the first time in a long time, from video game jail, it's me, Andrew Levins.
And today we're going to be looking at Mario Golf Super Rush and other games. First of all, Levins, condolences. Yeah. They let us out.
Yeah. We got parole.
We got parole.
At the same time as you got put in the slammer, yeah. In the clink, as they say.
Yeah, man, I'm doing my time. We've gotten away from it for so long up in Sydney, and yeah. They were like, sorry, fellas.
Yeah.
It's time to cash
back
it
inside.
In.
Back yeah. into yeah. the big house for you, Levins.
Right. You've yeah. been gaming for too long, yeah. for too good. That didn't make sense. You're coming to jail.
I'm just visiting video game jail. I get to sleep at home tonight.
So anyway, momentous is not a word.
I think it is.
Momentous occasion because
yeah.
the Mario boys, mm-hmm. they're back in their sports game mode.
It's true.
I thought you were about to refer to us as the Mario boys. It's us. We're back, the Mario boys.
The Mario boys here returning again to review video games for you. Yeah, I'm Jackson Mario.
Jackson Mario, Dusha Mario, and Levins Mario. The three Mario boys.
Returning.
At
long last.
Backed by popular demand. Yeah. So Mario Golf is out.
Yeah.
It's the first sports game on the Switch, I think. Well, not sports. I mean, Mario sports game.
Is it? That seems crazy.
Well, there's Mario
true.
And Sonic at the Olympics.
Mario Tennis, you doofus.
Oh, yeah,
Mario
of
Tennis,
course.
You absolute moron.
I own that game as well.
Yeah.
And people complain about it being very forgettable, and I guess...
They're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Well, would you say that Mario Golf is as forgettable as Mario Tennis?
Well, that's a really strong negative way to start the review, Jackson.
Yeah,
but yes.
But I must agree.
Look,
yeah,
I haven't played much of the modes that people are excited about.
Mm.
I've mostly just played this as golf.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's bringing back some of the Wii joy because the motion controls for swinging the golf club are good enough
yeah.
that it's fun to play with friends. And also the button controls are tight enough that it becomes mindless enough to just kill like 45 minutes by playing yeah. 18 holes if you just mm-hmm. need something to do. Also good.
Yeah.
But speed golf and battle golf,
mm.
I've played once each.
Yeah.
And they weren't even close to fun.
Do you think there's something that could get more fun as you get more used to the way they play? Or yeah. is it just...
Maybe. My main concern with... So, all right, we'll start with the negatives. My main concern with yeah. with those is the characters feel wrong because you're playing a Mario okay. game. You're expecting them to control like a Mario character, mm. but they don't. They're really clunky and like none of the characters can like... You can't do like the basic Mario moveset that you would expect to be able to do.
Yeah.
Even though like the game never says you can, it's just like when you're in control of Mario when you're running...
You assume a certain level of, like, fluidity,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So, sure. like, jumping feels really weird because every character just has, like, the one jump, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's, like, yeah, it's very strange because, obviously, it is a golf game.
Yeah.
They made golf first.
That's sort of the primary focus of Mario yeah, Golf then, is the golf, yeah.
Then, yeah, like, this weird, like, running between, like... The running and stuff is fine. It's just, yeah, the special moves and the... way that like the jumps and stuff control feel really weird, but I think my brain will get used to it and I'll probably get better when I play it more. You know, like when it comes to Mario, like if you put Mario in a situation where he doesn't just play like Mario, your brain's like, this isn't right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. It feels like there's something wrong with Mario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. yeah.
You feel like
yeah,
Mario's yeah. unwell or whatever.
Yeah, he's too heavy.
Mario's too heavy. He's had a big bowl of carbonara.
Yeah, well, yeah. yeah, actually, that is probably a good way to say it. It's like before they tee off in speed golf that everyone just ate a big bowl of carbonara made by Whoa. A toad or something.
Yeah, yeah, is that, yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
I think, like, if you've been, like, really wanting a good... golf game, like on a technical level, this definitely hits that. Where it really lets me down is when I compare all of the extra stuff that previous Mario Golf games had, like even going back to like the GBA, the story mode on that was like a full on, like, you know, very fun RPG where you level up your character and like Mario is like this, like, oh, you know, you get to go against Mario, like, you know, when you're playing against him. The story mode in this, which I, you know, it's, I'm in, not only am I in video game jail in Sydney, I'm also in having a kid jail because it's school holidays up here. And so he's like locked at home with me for 2 weeks because school wasn't on. And I was like, oh, perfect. We'll play Mario Golf together. And he was like, oh, let's do the story mode. And I said, okay. And so we, you know, we spent 15 minutes making his me.
Of course.
So Archie is officially canon in the Mario Golf
Mario
universe.
Mario universe. Sure.
I made him really short, which he did not like.
Put Archie in Smash. That's
That's the last character. I've got one more character left.
Yeah.
Entering the phrase, Archie Levens. I'm eight.
And but then we got playing the story mode, which, like, you know, that was kind of like the big appeal for me. Like this, like, you know, I love golf story. I know that there, it's possible to have like a golf game with RPG mechanics be really fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, at first it starts off really cool because like Birdo is like your mum. You wake up in a house and it's like, you know, the start of a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
And it's like you, a Charge and Chuck, Toadette and a Boo are the rookies. And, you know, it's like you need to, you know, get out there and learn how to play golf. And maybe in due time you'll be as good as Mario. And for whatever reason, Birdo is like, you can call me mum. And I was like, oh, cool. Maybe this is going to be really fun and weird.
Yeah.
But then you go out of the house and every character, there's like a bunch of like Goombas and Koopas. You know, generic Mario villains. And every time you talk to them, they're just kind of like, I like golf. Golf is cool. I'm playing golf too.
I was hoping you were gonna say, like, you go out and he's like, hi, I'm a Goomba. You can call me mum. And you're like, everyone's like,
everyone's my mum, it's not special anymore.
Hi, Archie. Like, Dad's like, do we have to play this anymore, Dad? But he actually did say that because you make it to like the first kind of like training course and you know, it's very, I wanted him to play it this way because it's going to teach him the basics of video game golf.
Yeah, sure.
He's seven. He sucks at most video games, but he loves them. And
there's a time in every young person's life where they need to learn how to play video game golf.
Yeah, totally.
For me, and you know.
And but it's just, it's very, very slow and it's like really personalityless, this story mode so far. And so like we got to a point where like we stopped playing for the day, and then one of his mates came over. It was before we went into video game jail officially.
Yeah.
So we had and then they introduced him to another game, which I'll be talking about later in the show. And now he's obsessed with that. And he's like, I don't ever want to play Mario Golf again. So I know, like, I know if I just, I'm kicking myself because what I should have done is just gone straight into regular golf mode, turned on motion controls. Let's fling the Joy-Cons around. Let's break our TV. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
If we don't break it, I bought some funny decals that we can put on the TV and trick mum, who is Birdo. But yeah, I am pretty let down. Like, I've only done story mode and regular classic golf mode.
Yeah,
the classic golf mode, like, it's a really sweet straight golf game.
Yeah,
the mechanics are really good.
It's punchy. It's fun. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, then I've seen people complaining about in the story mode. There's like something called like XS golf or something, and it's like this like really difficult mode that you're forced to do. That the internet is ablaze with hate vitriol for.
That's exciting.
And I'm actually keen to get more into it.
Yeah.
You had like a tournament on the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
We did. We with Gamey Game on their Twitch channel.
Yes.
twitch.tv/GameyGameyShow.
So it was
bafflingly. But but yeah, I think that'll be on YouTube at some point as well.
We'll find out. I mean, keep an eye on the Thumb Cramps Twitter because we'll post a link to the YouTube thing.
To the video of it. But
did you guys lose horribly?
Yes. Oh, atrociously.
I wouldn't say we lost horribly. Two of our golfers lost. One of them won.
Mm-hmm.
Two
of our golfers lost. That's
so which golfer won?
Which golfers, JD?
So Hayden won. Hayden beat Lena.
And the other two golfers.
Are you two?
Held their show.
No.
And Cass.
Yeah. So Cass lost really badly to Matt Stewart, and I was honorable in my defeat against Naomi. She threw me off by talking about the fact that she has a TV show before we started playing.
Yeah, for sure. That'll get. Yeah.
It rattled me.
It'll get
I just have
skin.
A bad podcast.
Yeah. I faced off against...
Joel,
yeah.
Give yourself a break, dude. You have several bad podcasts.
I got so many bad
You've
podcasts.
You've got quantity, if, at the very least, if you don't have quality. And I faced off against Evan Munro Smith in an exhibition match.
Which was a draw.
Yeah, which was a draw, which means I'm as good as Evan at Mario Golf.
But you're the best golfer in the room right now.
I would say, right now. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, but I am the best paper, scissors, rock person in the room because Jackson and Evan's game was a draw, and then they decided to do a paper, scissors, rock thing to decide who wins.
It was maybe the worst game of paper, scissors, rock ever played by two people.
I just finished the remake of Alex Kidd in Miracle World, and I'm going to have to disagree because I don't know if you remember, but in that game, every boss battle is a scissors, paper, rock.
Yeah, that is fair.
And they once you beat the game, you unlock a boss rush mode, and I was like, oh, cool. And the first boss is scissors, paper, rock. So I'm like, oh, so you have to do like, I guess, three rounds of scissors, paper, rock before you get to a boss in the boss rush mode.
That's so funny.
That's very, very, very funny. But yeah, you know, like when you play paper, scissors, rock, occasionally someone will come in with slightly different rules. So the first one's always a bust. Jackson did that like four times in a row before
Amazing.
And then Jackson lost after Evan threw out one first. Jackson made a mistake.
No. As I said from the very beginning of the Paper, Scissors, Rock, I was going to pick paper, and then I picked paper. So I knew exactly what I was doing. But yeah, I had a good time playing Mario Golf. It was fun. I only played like just the basic golf mode.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think with like the Mario sports games, where they nailed the sport... And you're like, yeah, I could be playing this with like realistic human beings or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm amused enough by the fact that I'm Luigi right now that it elevates it to like a kind of another level. You know what I mean? And that's kind of enough for me.
Yeah.
The core game, I think they've got something good here. But you know, it's something that like were it any other platform, you're like, oh, cool. Like eventually, when they update this game could be something really great. But you know, Nintendo are never going to update it. So. There's some good looking DLC. I'll take it back, Nintendo.
There's free DLC, but like stuff that would be cool in this is just like. Let me play as any character in the story mode. And like, as I progress, like just give every character like three costume sets and maybe three different types of clubs.
For sure. And also I think like with a lot of the older Mario sporting games, they would have a Mario style sort of story to them.
Yeah.
Alongside everything else. Like where, Wario and Waluigi are teaming up to ruin this NFL game or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always liked those elements.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't seem like there's anything quite like that in this.
I think what is most frustrating about this is, like, the character design is really good. Mm. Everyone looks good. It looks like a lot of effort was put into the actual golf design of it. So it means that the parts that don't feel like they were put, like, as much love and care into it by the development team really, really stand out.
Yeah, for sure.
But I am excited to play it because I haven't played story mode solely because I cannot be bothered creating a me.
Yeah.
Just make Archie.
Yeah. All right.
Not weird at all.
Just go to the Nintendo eShop, download Archie.
I'm playing through Mario Golf as my friend's son.
Very, very cool and normal.
Yeah, just an awesome thing to do.
He's seven. He's small.
Archie. It's like this isn't a new studio doing Mario Golf for the first time. This is made by Camelot Games, who like, you know, they made Mario Golf on the 64, the Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, GameCube, everything.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
I think Camelot also made Mario Tennis.
That's right. They did Tennis Aces.
Yeah. I think they also made the GameCube one, which again, the GameCube one is way better than the Switch one, and I don't know why.
Toadstool Tour. They sure did.
Toadstool?
Yeah.
Toadstool Tour.
A game that I would love... Okay, so there's a game I played for the original Xbox that I cannot recall the name of, but the premise... yeah, you were a soldier of some kind?
Yeah.
No, so the premise was that it was effectively like a running race over like a kind of various unique tracks, and you all played as different like animal dudes. I don't know.
You've brought this up on Thumbcramps before.
I have, but I wondered if maybe Levin's recognized it because it would make a great if you could reskin that for Mario. It would be perfect. So it was like you're all animal guys or like just like wacky characters. I don't know. Some of you had like extra speed. Some of you were extra tough, and some of you were extra agile.
Was it called Mad Dash Racing?
Maybe. What I remember about it is that it was like you could complete the track in different ways depending Yeah, Mad Dash Racing. I did. Anyway, I think that would make a great Mario sport game, because you had all of those, like, what made it fun is that you're like, well, if I'm a tough character or whatever, I can bash through this wall to get to this other section of the track. Or if I'm an agile character, I can make this jump here that the other characters couldn't. That would make a great Mario sports game. I imagine it wasn't reviewed very well.
Get this game. If you have an Xbox Series X or X, you could just get the original disc and put this in. It should work, right?
True. Yeah, should do.
Most racing games are all about putting the pedal to the metal, but in this game, it's about putting your feet to the street. Mad Dash features the fleet of foot in all-out race for the finish, where you play as one of 9 different animal races in either single or multiplayer action. The name of the game here is doing whatever it takes to win. Music by Moby, Fatboy Slim, The Crystal Method, and more.
Well, there you go.
It was made by Eidos and Crystal Dynamics, who are now the guys responsible for the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy games.
Oh, that's not, it doesn't fill me with confidence on how good this game would be on a replay. Yeah.
The characters are split into 4 different groups: bashers, dashers, gliders, and bosses. Bashers are able to break through certain objects, dashers are able to gain quick boosts, gliders are able to jump farther or glide, and bosses are able to have all of the powers. It is very similar to Sonic R and Running Wild. Players can collect 10 green meteor chunks and become a tribrid. As a tribrid, players have bashers, dashers, and gliders with just using one character. There are 9 tracks altogether in the game. Different tracks have different settings. Numerous licensed music tracks were featured in the game.
Yeah, Moby, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard.
Moby's in this game.
Yeah, that's good. Put Moby in the game.
Yeah. Anyway.
I could make Moby as a...
Me?
Pretty easy.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah.
Guys, I think Gex is in this game.
Oh my God!
What? What's Gex doing in whatever this is? Big Boy Racing.
Mad Dash Racing,
yeah. Oh my God.
Well,
I'm sure I could get like an emulator.
There's a Gex page on the Mad Dash Racing wiki.
Maybe he was like a DLC character.
So
I always remember distinctly one of the parts of the levels had a rope bridge, and
he's a dasher. He's in the game.
He's in the game. You can play as Gex. Oh my God!
Game of
I had a rope bridge, and one of every plank of wood in the rope bridge, if you stood on it, would disappear. So you wanted to get to the rope bridge first to run across it completely to make a huge gap for the players coming after you. It was a fun game. I remember enjoying it a lot, but I'm sure on a replay.
I mean, it looks shit and sounds terrible, but I'm glad you had fun.
Maybe it'd be good. Anyway, I think Nintendo should steal it and just reskin it.
Or put Gex in Mario Golf. Make Gex Golf.
Yes. I think Gex is about time for a Gex resurrection.
I would not be shocked if the studio that makes Gex, you know, announces that they're rebooting Gex.
Yeah.
Because Gex Enter the Gecko, like, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Of like the what if every franchise was in one thing, or what if one character was aware of all of the movies you've seen.
This is like a luau at Matt Perry's house. That's what he says. All the just shit like that again.
Oh yeah, it's tail time.
Oh yeah, it's tail time. And he just won't shut up. There's never been a more talkative... You want him to be so quiet, but he's so loud.
Put him in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
yes.
Still call him Groot. It's just inexplicably a talkative gecko.
Talkative gecko with a human wife from memory.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dream.
Do you respect him for that?
I don't know. I'll have to think on it. Yeah, pray on it some and I'll get back to you.
Anyway, back to Mario Golf. One of the things that I've found a lot of joy in is like, I've been lucky enough to play the motion control version of it with multiple friends over the space of a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that I've played with has got sucked into it immediately. I've never tried to play 18 holes with them straight though, but, you know, just like 3 or 6 holes at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, it feels like a throwback to the Wii Sports.
Yeah, for sure.
And the golf game in Wii Sports didn't feel super great to play, so it does feel pretty good to finally have like a good motion control golf.
Yeah.
Like stuff like the power of your shot actually feels accurate to how far you're hitting
that
the ball.
That is true.
And like you can't really trick it just with like a wrist flick. Mm. You have to do like a proper swing.
You know what I'm calling it? golf tournament in the Levens household tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's now invited. We're talking.
You just turn on Mario Golf and go do something else.
Oh, no. Is it like, we can't invite anyone to our house. It's illegal.
Oh, right. I see. That,
yeah, guests are illegal.
Video game jail.
Video game jail.
Archie will be like, Dad, please, I don't want to play this game. I want to play a different game that my friend told me about.
You'll be like, Archie, how do you ever think you'll get in Super Smash Brothers if you don't play Mario Golf? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Archie's final Smash in Smash Brothers is not playing Mario Golf. I don't know how it works, but that's what it is.
No thanks, Dad. And then every other player just flies off the screen.
Anyway, look. Mario Golf, it is just
golf.
It's just video game golf.
It's golf, but that's good.
At least it's not tennis.
Yeah.
And all the extra stuff that you're expecting to be fun isn't that fun, but the golf part is fun. So yeah. I guess, I don't know, three thumbs and a knuck.
That's pretty good.
The DLC, the Mario Odyssey DLC, that looks like a lot of fun when you get to whip golf balls down New Donk City.
Sign me up
for that.
As long as it's a regular course, because the battle courses, like, just playing it isn't fun. So if it's just a battle course, New Donk City, I'll be like, damn.
They wasted New Donk City.
Yeah,
they wasted New Donk City.
Don't waste New Donk City.
True.
But then also, I've only played Battle Golf once, and it was like the first time I was playing the game.
So maybe it is
actually good, and I was just hadn't got used to the game yet.
Yeah, fair. Fair call.
Anyway, Jackson, what have you been playing?
So the other day I was at media retailer JB Hi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what it stands for. Jackson Bailey Hi-Fi.
Is that the first time you've ever made that joke?
Yeah, I think so.
Which is a shock. So honored to be part here for this.
Yeah. And everyone listening should be too. Mark this moment in your calendar. This is a new holiday. Anyway, and while my partner was doing something else, I don't know, looking at CDs, I don't know, I wandered aimlessly over to the little video game test thing that they've got there, the little console full of demos, you know, to see what I'd like to play.
I'm a big fan of the fact that already this story makes it seem like that your partner is like the responsible adult who went to go do something, was probably, I don't know, buying something useful for the house, and you were just like, that's boring, just mindlessly wandered over to the video game section.
Pushed
just,
a kid out of the way.
Just hold up like empty game case, be like, yeah, that one would be fun, I reckon.
That is me in shops.
Yeah.
Going up to the counter and like, excuse me, do you have the game that was on Xbox where you were an animal that raced?
Do you remember Mad Dash Racing? Was it good?
Did they make a Turok 4 yet?
This is what happens every time I go to a JB. First thing I go to is I go look at all the Poirots, and I'm like, should I buy another season of Poirot to not watch? And then I'm like, and then, yeah, I get lost for a bit, and then I go look at the games. Anyway, so I was playing the demo, and what was there but Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics, Tokyo. It's not Winter Olympics.
No, it's
Mario
not.
And Sonic at the Tokyo Olympics 2020.
Yep.
And every time I see this game, just like the box, I'm like, that looks like it would be funny.
Yeah.
like, I just think it would be a funny game to play. And I remember as well, Dusha, a long, long time ago, me and you and JB playing, it must have been like the 2015 or the 2016 Olympic game.
So the Olympics happen every 4 years.
Yeah.
So it was either 2016 or nothing.
I think it must have been the 2016 one.
Yeah,
then.
Probably.
But that feels not too long ago, but not long ago enough. But anyway, and I just remember us playing the diving game and pissing ourselves laughing in a JB.
Yeah.
Because it just looks very silly. Anyway, so I was like, oh yeah, I'll play the demo. And I picked Dr. Robotnik, who is a sphere with long, noodly arms and legs.
Yep. Perfectly athletic physique.
It's incredible. And I picked karate, and I karate chopped Peach in the face. And I was like, this game is hilarious. I am laughing so much at the fact that this 8-foot-tall sphere man can just karate chop anyone he wants in the top of the head.
Yeah.
And then I brought it up, and you were like, "Did you know?" I know, but I was like, "I don't want to spend $80 to $90 on this game, because, or even $60, however much it is, because I know I won't play it more than once ever." You know what I mean? There's no longevity to a game like this.
Well, see, that's a totally different conversation to the one we had, because I said, the Switch has a pretty big sale at the moment. It might be like $50 to $60.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, oh yeah. And I was like, yeah, but are you going to play it? Like, how long is it going to be funny for? And you said, what are you talking about? It will be funny forever.
Oh, it'll be funny forever. But I might not enjoy playing the game forever, you know? I'll never laugh not laugh at Dr. Robotnik doing the hurdles or whatever, but I might get bored of doing the hurdles. Anyway, so I went, downloaded the demo, and...
Oh, yeah, I revealed. I was like, that demo you played, that wasn't like a JB Hi-Fi exclusive. It's just on the Switch store.
Yeah. And then I went home, downloaded it, played it, was like, well, I never need to buy this game. But, God, it's funny. God, it's funny. Why? Just watching Dr. Robotnik, especially like the hurdles one, is so good, because... It's like quite not confusing motion controls, but it's clearly not intuitive.
Yeah.
It's like you've got to hold the Switch controllers in front of you, shake them up and down like they're maracas, and then punch forward with one to jump. And it just, I guess, I don't know if it's because of the motion controls or whatever, but just Dr. Robotnik runs like a maniac and then, when I'm playing, careens through all of the hurdles toward the end and somehow still wins. And I don't know. It made me laugh so much. I did like, something I didn't realize was that it had the 1960s Olympics or Tokyo.
Tokyo had the Olympics, yeah.
Yeah. And you can play like little 8-bit versions of a lot of the...
I did know about
that.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
The 8-bit versions were like... Yeah, like when they were revealing the game, there was all of a sudden like 8-bit versions of characters and we were like, what?
Yeah. And like there's a couple of them on the demo and they're a lot of fun to do. They are genuinely like a good time. Almost a better time than a lot of the 2020 ones. Yeah, because I don't know, they're simpler and less, you feel less ungainly. Look, you're not playing as Robotnik in the 1960s one.
He wasn't invented in the 1960s.
Yeah, he wasn't around then.
Mario.
I think you actually can. He's just not on the demo, which is
sad. Tragic.
You can only play as Mario or Sonic, which is...
Who'd you play as?
I did both, because I did them all. Some people are playing the demo, which I think is funny, is that there's so many different events that I'm like, what could that possibly mean? Like dream karate or dream racing. Now, Levins, you said earlier that you have the game.
Yep. I have
what is
game.
Dream karate?
So there's like wacky versions of all the sports.
Are they in Mario's dream?
I can't remember if they like prefix it with like, oh, you know, yeah, you're going.
Mario's having an Olympic dream.
But I remember like, yeah, one thing was like this, like you race. I remember playing as Silver the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, classic.
And having to race up Tokyo Tower. Like you're climbing Tokyo Tower faster than like Waluigi or something.
That rules. I think there's just so much that's funny about this. It's funny that the crossover we get between Mario and Sonic, that like two for a very long time, the two competing mascots is bafflingly an Olympics video game.
Uh-huh.
It's the 2020 Tokyo Olympics that didn't happen in 2020.
Yeah. I love that. The Olympics didn't happen, but this weird, insane thing did.
This weird, insane Mario versus Sonic Olympics.
It's
did.
Not like there's a chance that the Olympics just don't happen at all.
Yeah, exactly. So this could be a fictionalized version of an Olympics that never happened.
Also,
which is pretty
exciting.
There was
a 20 when the games got moved to 2021, which again still haven't happened and may not happen.
Yeah.
They released, I think, another Sonic game for it. But Mario wasn't in that one.
Yeah. So,
can play as Sonic in another generic Olympics game.
Which is great, because that means that Sonic slowly is getting associated with the Olympics for reasons beyond our comprehension. Who knows? The fact that I was playing the demo did disappoint me, because I can see that there is one event that is equestrian, and I'd love to put Dr. Robotnik on a horse.
Yeah,
that just sounds like it would be very funny. It's also very funny that I can be like, I'm Dr. Robotnik representing, oh, let's say Jamaica.
You get to pick what?
Yeah, you get to pick what country of all the countries. So you could be like, yes, Dr. Robotnik, when he barrels his way through all of these hurdles, is representing the country of Jamaica and disappointing thousands. Which I just think is so... There's just so much about this game that is amusing.
My favorite thing is like anything that pits like the Sonic character roster against the Mario character roster as if all of the characters are equal. So Team Mario is like Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Bowser, Wario, Waluigi, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, and Bowser Jr., who I think everyone besides maybe Daisy and Bowser Jr., like pretty much household names. Your parents probably know who those characters are. And then the Sonic lineup is Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, Dr. Eggman, Shadow, Silver, Metal Sonic, Blaze, and Vector.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've played a lot of cooked Sonic games.
Yeah.
Who's Vector?
Actually,
Dusha.
Yeah, who's
Vector? Exactly. I don't know. I don't know who Blaze is. I don't know who Vector is. Silver, I'm like, I recognize Silver the Hedgehog as a name.
Well, yeah, because yeah, you just imagine a Silver Hedgehog. Well done.
Yeah, but I think like Silver the Hedgehog looks kind of like Supersonic, but Silver.
He's a hedgehog from a devastated future, Dusha.
Yeah, of course. Of course he is.
Is Vector an alligator man?
Yes, he is. He looks like a Donkey Kong character, like a Kremlin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
But he is actually the head of the Chaotix Detective Agency.
I also quite like that, like the Mario competitors are mostly out of shape. That's whereas like all the Sonic characters are like, yeah, they're known for their speed and agility.
Except one.
Who?
Robotnik.
Oh, Robotnik. Well, he's an athlete. Robotnik looks like he'd be great at judo. I don't know why. Which I think you can play. Not in the demo version.
Sad.
Yeah, you can sword fight. There's so many different events.
It's bonkers. You know, even talking about it now, like maybe I just drop the money. I reckon for the amusement, I think it'd be worth
it. You might have to go to a physical store, but I reckon if you can get a pre-owned copy, they won't be that expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
They won't be cheap. Mm. It's not going to be like a $20 purchase.
It'll still be a purchase where I'm like, I didn't need to spend this money because I've got every ounce of enjoyment I'll get out of it within 2, maybe 3 sessions. But
how long did you dedicate to looking over the grayed out games and being like, oh.
Yeah, oh yeah, a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to put Dr. Robotnik on a horse. Yeah.
Jackson, I'll sell you this game. You can put Donkey Kong, Waluigi, Luigi, Dr. Robotnik, Silver the Hedgehog, and Vector the Crocodile on a rugby sevens team.
What am I doing with my life that I'm not playing Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
So, like, does it have, like, sports, like, because, like, basketball and soccer and stuff like
soccer
that.
Soccer is in it.
Do you want the full full rundown?
Yeah, give me the full list of games.
100
Maybe
meters,
I'd buy this.
110-meter hurdles, 4x100-meter relay, javelin throw, triple jump, discus throw, sport climbing, surfing, skateboarding, boxing, karate, football.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, there's a skateboarding.
Rugby sevens, canoe, swimming, gymnastics, equestrian, badminton, table tennis, fencing, archery, and then dream race, dream shooting, and dream karate.
And then there's the 1960s one, which has about 6 other games as well, I think, including diving, long jump.
Yeah, 100 meters, 400 meter hurdles, long jump, marathon, 10 meter platform, vault, kayak, 1,000 meter. Judo, volleyball, and trap shooting.
Yeah.
That is too many games for one
game. To be honest,
the
amount of value you're getting, you know.
There is no way that most of those games feel good to play. Well, but then like, I guess they also...
Yeah, they're like... Because this is like... The first Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games was a Wii game. Came out for the 2008 Olympics. And it's like essentially like a party mini game collection.
Yeah.
With a sport wallpaper. But it sold more than 10 million copies. So they're just like, okay, well, this is what we're doing every Olympics now.
And then they started, if people want it, sure.
They did Winter Olympics for a few of them as well. But now, I guess as video games get better, they kind of made them more like the actual events. And it's less kind of like mashy. I think some of the mini games are, but
Well, even on the NES, there was like a track and field game. And I remember that being like really, really, really addictive as a child. Although to run in the track and field game, I'm pretty sure you had to hammer A and B.
Yeah, the worst.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
Just, but then I guess also when I'm thinking about this list of games, like the way that the 100 meter sprint would play versus the 400 meter sprint versus the hurdles is like it would be exactly the same thing. Except
with like
the hurdles
one
will
little
have a jump button.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's what annoys me about the throwback levels, the retro levels, is that you play as 8-bit versions of the Mario characters and then 16-bit versions of the Sonic characters.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that is annoying.
Just pretend that, I don't know, either make an 8-bit version of Sonic or just make everyone 16-bit.
Yeah, exactly. You could have picked the, like, I don't know, Mario World versions instead of the original Mario versions for sure. But still, I think I liked the diving in the 16-bit version. I mean, the throwback level the most. It was satisfying to hear them be like, nice, and he's going for the spin. but to be Mario, like a little 8-bit Mario just swiveling on the spot.
Well, you
going for
you,
the spin.
Both
Animal Splash
successfully convinced me. Like, do sure I need to give Mario Golf a more of a chance, and I know exactly what I'm going to do tonight. And and Jackson, now I need to go back and put some time into the into Mario, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get it. I think I'm going to go after I finish work today. I'm going to head down to JB and I'm just going to buy it. I'm just
going to find out roughly how much it's going to be pre-owned.
Yeah, yeah.
I
surely I can find it pre-owned somewhere.
Surely. All right.
Surely nobody's holding on to this game.
Well, because it's the 2020 Olympics, they might.
It's $59 at Target or on Amazon.
Okay, that's not too bad. For the amusement I'll get. And if I bring it into work and we play some Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, and if we stream it or whatever, I'm sure
I can get you the Wii
get...
one for $18 used.
Whoa. I don't have a Wii, but just to own a copy would be something else.
Okay, yeah, pre-owned it is $5 cheaper than full price. So wow. Don't worry about that one.
Yeah, look, that's crazy.
Thanks again, Nintendo.
Yeah, thanks, Nintendo. Done it again.
Yeah, look, I'll name them. Like, hey, I'm not besmirching their name. I'm just reading simply what's listed on the website. EB Games. Mm-hmm. I was like, they might have it as an okay pre-owned price. So brand new.
Yeah.
$79.95. Pre-owned, $74.
Absolute bargain.
Jackson, you don't even need to leave your house because it is currently on sale on the eShop for $59.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh.
That's not too bad at all. That's not too bad at all.
That's pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
That's pretty good. I reckon you should buy it.
Yeah, I reckon I will.
Yeah, I reckon you should. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I think I should. I deserve it.
Yeah, you do. Did you end up buying Mario Golf?
No.
See, you were almost going to buy that.
That's true. And then this basically means I got $60 in lieu.
Yeah.
You get way more sports.
Yeah, exactly. Rugby, soccer. Oh, come
rugby
on.
Rugby sevens.
Yeah.
Rugby sevens. Oh.
The seventh in the rugby franchise.
Well, yeah. So, look, I'd probably give the demo of Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympics 4 thumbs, I'd say, for the amount of amusement I got out of it, for the value. It was free, so 4 thumbs, and it only loses a thumb by the virtue of it being a demo. But otherwise, that's a 4 thumber. What have you been playing, Levins?
Jackson, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in child prison and video game prison.
Couple of different jails.
We call it a prison in New South Wales.
yes, excuse me.
We spell it G-A-O-L, prison. my son had his best mate come over, and her dad is a big Nintendo head, and he was like, dude, have you played a game called Boomerang Foo before?
Okay.
And I said, no, I've not played a game called believe it or not, I have not played a game called Boomerang Foo. And he was like, my kids love it. It is like a multiplayer party game where you play as colorful pieces of fruit trying to kill each other.
And oh, yeah.
I said, that sounds pretty great. It came out last year. It was developed by a Sydney team called Cranky Watermelon. And you can play as a cranky slice of watermelon in this game.
Oh, that's good. I'm already intrigued.
So, yeah, you can play as like an eggplant or an avocado or an ice cream or a burger or a donut. Many different kinds of food, a carton of milk even. And the one thing that all these colorful pieces of food have in common is that they all wield boomerangs.
Great.
And you can throw the boomerang and take out enemies that way, or you can hold the boomerang like a weapon and run around and slashing your enemies in half with it.
It sounds like it would be very satisfying to slash the food in half. I feel like
the milk especially, because like milk spills out of it like blood.
Oh, that is good. Oh, that's real good.
And so it's like isometric view. You kind of have like this big space that you can see everyone on screen. It's local multiplayer only at this point, but it supports up to 6 players. And you kind of have like a big tournament, and you're like, you know, the rounds are very quick. Have you guys played Duck Game?
Yeah.
Duck Game is...
I have no idea what Duck Game is.
Oh, man, you would love it. It's published by Adult Swim. Yeah. You are ducks with guns, and you're basically... It's like 2D, and you're jumping from like level to level, and you're trying to shoot the other ducks before they shoot you. And
there's like guns that put them in jars.
All kinds of weird
There's
guns.
A whole bunch of wacky stuff.
And then there's one button on your controller, which the only thing that does is quacks. So you can kill your enemies and then just quack repeatedly.
Wah, 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 wah. That's great. That's a blast.
What's it on?
On everything. Just Switch, PS4.
That's crazy. I have never heard of this game.
Yeah, it's really good.
How did this miss me by? Like, pass me by?
I don't know.
Guess that week I just closed my ears and eyes to video games.
When we're all vaccinated and this nightmare is behind us, I'm going to come and live at your houses for a week and we're just going to play party games.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Duck games on the menu. And let me tell you, Boomerang Foo is a recent must-play party game if you are in a rare situation now where, like, yeah, you're stuck with children. It's a game where, like, you're going to die heaps, but it's fine because everyone's dying heaps. So it's not too hard to be. You don't get as discouraged if you're shit at this game.
Yeah.
Show me pictures, JD.
It's crazy because the art. So the game sounded exciting. Yeah. And I just pulled up the art. And it looks like a terrible phone game. Yeah. And now I am very, very, very...
Oh, yeah, it does too.
It kind of has like a...
Find it in its gameplay images, though.
Yeah, gameplay images. And it's one of those games where, like, yeah, if you look at the... I don't mind, like, the logo, like the picture they use for the actual game itself. But, like, if you look at... Yeah, it looks great in motion. It looks great on the TV.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It started, like, I just saw, like, it auto-played a little bit of the trailer. And, yeah, in animation, it looks way better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just that... oh, my God. Milk just killed a carrot.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I think, like, the...
I see the vibes. It looks, for sure. That's sick.
This looks very, very, very fun. It's very distracting to look at.
it's addictive, man. Once you start, and like, you know, even if you get owned, you just want to get right back in there and get better at this game. I was getting destroyed by Archie's friends who are like 8 and 6 and their dad.
Yeah.
And then we had like a dad against the kids round. That was very fun. They decked us. I was not having much luck the other night. But now
did you have a dad fight?
Yeah. Oh, dad v dad?
He'd destroy me though. They've like unlocked multiple costumes for every time you play around you unlock a different like hat for your character to wear. And they had so many hats for every piece of food. We've got three pieces of hat to put on our food.
Three pieces of hat.
See, that's the type. This is putting this game in the same episode as Mario Golf is like made the Mario Golf thing even more infuriating because like the fact that you just unlock a random piece of like clothing just to put on a character just by playing the game, you're like, that's so fun and easy.
Yeah, just playing. Like, if you lose, you still get a piece of clothing.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's shocking how much of an incentive something as simple as a new hat is in a game. Yeah. You know what
I mean? You can wear a slightly racially insensitive rice paddy hat.
Watermelon.
but you can play. Lots of different modes. Unfortunately, there's no single player campaign. I would love if they worked out, you know, a way to play it that felt like you were making progression in a single player mode. But as a local multiplayer game, it's like, I'm like, without being hyperbolic, it is pretty flawless. It does exactly what it sets out to do.
That's great.
It is addictive to play. It's so fun. It's easy to understand. You know, obviously, like all the kids could understand like that, but there is depth to it. If you hold down X, you aim your boomerang and then you release it.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can just run around slashing like a madman. There's upgrades that you can get within the game. So, like, little books pop up. And then if you collect the book, you can get, like fire boomerang, explosive boomerang, ice boomerang.
Oh, man.
Upgrades to yourself where, like, if you just stay still, it's disguised. So, you just suddenly turn into a piece of scenery. And no one, because it's so chaotic on screen, especially if you're playing with
six players. No one's paying attention.
You can just stealth it. And you can just wait for someone to come near you and then strike.
That's amazing.
There's so many ways to win in this. So yeah, you can like have like team fights. You can have one-on-one, all for one, or you can do a mode, which is really fun called the Golden Boomerang, where you win the round by holding onto the boomerang for a certain amount of time. And you know, whoever has it when the time is over is the winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got to, you know, and it's really fun. It's like, not like, hey, you won that one, so you've won the whole round. There's like, you know, there's up like 10 or more rounds that you have to win a game.
But
it never overstays. That sounds amazing. I love this game. The music's really fun and poppy and it looks great. And my son is obsessed with it. He is writing, Boomerang Foo fanfic. Every time he eats different foods, he then will go and draw them as characters in this game and make up weird boomerangs that they would have. Then he'll like draw pictures. Awesome. And like my wife is kind of like,
attempted to understand what this game is about, like through passing. Yeah. he'll draw a scenario with all these fruit throwing things at each other, and then be like, "Mom, which team do you think's gonna win?" So, and this is like he's played a lot of like legendary games with me, you know, Mario games and Ratchet and Clank recently, and like none of them have had this level of impact on him.
The impact,
So,
it sounds like it could be his Among Us.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, it's a way better game than Among Us, I think. So,
But
yeah, it's the kind of game that it's definitely flown out of my radar. I think were it not for his friend's dad, I would have no idea about it. I think if you are someone that is looking for a good local multiplayer game, this is like addictive, really fun, lots of depth, just like very cool. I think it would be a great one to stream. Next gamey game versus Sans Pants. I reckon this is the game to play.
Fruit Foo. Fruit Foo.
Boomerang Foo.
What did you call it?
Excuse me.
Pay attention. He called it Fruit Foo.
Fruit Foo. Boomerang Foo. We've already got Fruit Ninja. Now we have Boomerang
Foo. Yeah, that's true.
I really love it. So can't recommend it enough. It was on sale in the recent, I'm not sure if it's still on sale, but it's pretty cheap anyway. It's less than $20 for a game that you'll get, I would say, a lot more enjoyment out of than some of the other games we've talked about on this episode.
Yeah, that seems like a better deal than $60 for Mario and Sonic at the Olympic at the 2020 Olympics.
If you back out of this,
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. I promise.
Yeah, you get to ride a horse.
I know. As Dr. Robotnik, who says, "Ha ha ha, here I am," when you pick him sometimes.
You can represent Australia on a horse as Dr. Robotnik,
exactly, or as Shadow the Hedgehog, which is also funny.
Shadow sucks.
Yes, screw that guy.
He's got a gun.
It's crazy.
What do you want in a character?
Do you know how crazy it was, like, to be in high school and be friends with people that really liked Sonic games?
Yeah.
And then for Shadow the Hedgehog to get announced and to be like, what the hell
what
is going on?
I was like, Big the Cat.
I respect Shadow the Hedgehog.
Like, he's the only one. He's the only character I've seen drive a car.
Yeah, and shoot a gun,
and have it be in a helicopter.
I just love that. Like, on the front cover of his game, he's holding a gun. It's so great.
Mm.
Yeah,
and there's an explosion happening behind him.
It is incredible. You should play Shadow the Hedgehog.
Maybe I should play Shadow the Hedgehog. Yeah. Does it just play like Sonic Adventure, except you've got a gun?
No, I think it plays like a third person shooter from memory. Yeah. Yeah. It is such a funny image on the front cover. Oh my god. That just the same body every Sonic character has, but with the addition of a huge rifle.
I would love for him to always be wielding a gun in the events in the Olympic Games.
It is crazy. It's kind of like if they brought out like a Wario game where he had a knife, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
oh, okay, so
yeah,
it uses voice actors from Sonic X, and I watched a bunch of Sonic X, maybe
it's the game for
maybe
you.
That'll activate some part of nostalgia in my brain. I don't know why I was watching a Sonic anime. I think it was just there. Although this has turned me off slightly.
Yeah.
Shadow the Hedgehog received genuinely unfavorable reviews from critics who criticized its controls, mature themes, level design, and addition of guns and other weapons to traditional Sonic gameplay. However, some praised its replay value.
Oh, yeah, because I think from memory, there's like alternate paths and there's like good endings and bad endings and stuff.
That's sick. If anyone has this on GameCube and don't want it anymore, send it to me. Otherwise, I guess I'll have to track it down.
Yeah.
This is a Shadow the Hedgehog call out.
Then you can play Shadow the Hedgehog with your Donkey Kongas.
Donkey Konga controls,
Oh my god.
I've bought so many GameCube games because of this. We really need to play
Donkey
Konga.
We really, it's absurd we have.
No, you really need to play as Jungle Beat. That game is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got both.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah, I know. Adam, why are we here? Why are we even doing this episode?
We're doing bad podcasts instead of congering. Anyway.
Boomerang Foo, four thumbs.
Four thumbs.
Four thumbs?
I mean, Archie would give it six.
Yeah. It has consumed Archie's life.
He got up this morning and he had to go to, like, he was like, "Can we play Boomerang Foo?" I'm like, "Dude, you've got to leave in 5 minutes." Of course you can't.
Yeah, Archie, big time. Yes. Why are you even asking?
Duh.
Come on, man. Who does he play as?
Yeah, what's his main?
We change it up. You know, it's still early days. We haven't. Yeah, we haven't. He's been the donut a few times. He was bacon.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know about this. That's a pretty worrying sign. He's picking the donut then bacon.
Yeah, that's true.
Is Archie?
He's been a watermelon. Potentially, he's been a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. That's way less concerning.
Yeah.
The donut and the bacon. I was worried about Archie's future career prospects.
Have you ever had a maple glazed donut?
Bacon donut.
No, but I have had run-ins with cops before. Anyway.
Quick word from the old sponsors.
Sponsors.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
And time for a bit of an ad break, I reckon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you so much, Monty.
Thanks, ads.
It's good to be back.
Love ads.
We love ads. Ads.
I wish you could play ads in Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo Olympic Games.
Oh, me too.
I wish.
I wish I could be like an ad on a horse. That would be great. Yeah.
Pick the character. Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. I'm ads.
Yeah, I'm ads. Yeah. Buy diamonds or something. We get some crazy ads. It's good.
It is good.
It mixes it up.
My favorite is when we hang shit on a streaming service or something for like 30 minutes and then we're like, okay, now cut to a break and then it's an ad for that streaming service.
So Thumbcramps reviewed unsubscribing to Foxtel because Joel Zammit had the worst imaginable time trying to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This was pre-binge.
Yeah, yeah.
So Foxtel Go or whatever it was called. And then in that episode,
we were advertising Foxtel. It was good. It was real good.
Excellent.
And I think a very similar thing may have happened. I think you were talking about binge.
We were.
Which is, look, a bad streaming service.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
That's fair.
Everything to do with, what's his name? That guy I hate. Rupert Murdoch.
That could be so bad. Many people.
Yeah. There's a lot of... Yeah,
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some emails.
We got so many emails.
Oh my God.
Like, look.
That's shut up.
We've got. We didn't do emails last week. And as a result, our inbox has more emails than I've ever seen in my life.
Mr.'s popular.
Let's do rapid fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
read ones that are exclusively addressed to questions only you could answer, and then I'll answer them in 5 seconds or less.
Okay, well, the first one that I opened is one that we can all answer.
Okay.
MJ? Yeah, well, look, it was the one already open because it's a good-ish question and a weird email.
All right.
This is from MJ. I've been hiking for the past 4 months. To pass the time, I recently decided to torture myself by binge listening to 8 or so Thumbcramps episodes each day I hike. I spend a lot of time thinking about what video games I'm going to play when I get back home. First up will probably be some Call of Duty Zombies on Black Ops 2. If you guys had to go 4 months without playing video games, what would be the first game you boot up once you got back? Love the show, MJ.
I think if I went 4 months without playing video games, I wouldn't want to play video games. I think after 4 months without doing it, it'd be like, you know, when you like cut like a junk food out of your diet and then you go back and you're like, well, I don't want McDonald's now because my system's learned to live without it. I think that would happen for me in video games. Yeah.
Tetris.
Yeah, that's fair call. Fair call. You got to start at the beginning to work your way back up. That makes sense.
I think that after 4 months, if I came back to a video game, I'd probably pick a game by one of the Japanese developers, like a Capcom or a Grasshopper Manufacturing or something like that, just because I want my brain to really struggle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's fair.
Just like rusty gears trying to start turning. I love all of those games so much.
Yeah.
But there are so many times where you'll be playing a game like that and there'll just be a mechanic straight off the bat. You're like, why did you put the effort to put in this mechanic that actively... is worse for the player.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
great.
Star Fox Zero for the Wii U. That's what you should play.
Yes. This is from Brett. What comic book character/team would you want a game of? I want to see a Daredevil or Hellboy game.
I think a Hellboy game would suck shit, personally. I think what makes those comics really good is that they're like quiet and paced really well. And I just don't think you'd get that from a video. I mean, you might. Maybe if they did like a Telltale game, but then I'd hate it because
yeah, everyone
I
would hate it. Everyone who in their right mind would hate it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Comic book or movie character?
I want a like a comic book beat 'em up game, but you play as Dupe.
Oh yeah, Dupe! I was just thinking like about Dupe the other day.
That would
love Dupe. What is that guy?
The kind of slimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killer yeah. Bee killed?
Oh yeah.
That's so just throwing out a relatively popular but still independent comic that people yeah. haven't really spoken about for a little time because the ending was fine.
No, the ending was great.
Yeah.
Reread it without the expectations of like it being, yeah.
Oh, no, the moment that it, like, I loved it. Like, I own it. But yeah, like, I think that people were just like, oh, okay. Oh, I guess it was just like a neat little nice, like, tight story. Yeah. Hmm.
Why didn't it set up 7 sequels? F*** this comic.
Yeah, exactly.
I swore. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, no, you did. It's
dog
okay.
Dog mouth Levins.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dog
look,
mouth. Everyone's got a dog mouth.
Dog mouth dad Levins.
Yeah. Dog D&D. Mouth daddy-o.
Do you speak to your son with that mouth while he's complaining that he doesn't want to play Mario Golf anymore?
I always say around the house now, like, oh, man, this really effed me up. And he knows what it means.
Yeah.
Dad, I still know what you're saying.
Archie, it's fine for me to say it as long as you don't say it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the rule.
Archie, do you know what the FU and Boomerang Foo stand for?
What? An incredible title of a game.
Oh,
that would be
so good.
Just like going into a store and seeing that on a shelf.
I was going to buy a different game, yeah, but can I have three copies of that game instead?
I need to know what this game is about.
So next question is from Pete. I'm getting Resident Evil 8 today, and I know I'll be waiting on some sort of patch to download before I can play it. Do you think it's about time they sorted out some way of allowing you to download the patch before buying the game? Pete, yes.
Yeah, of course.
But that's not how it's going to work. Mm. But yeah, maybe we should become one of those podcasts that's like, remember when video games used to be shipped complete?
Yes.
Remember when you had to finish a video game before selling it?
Back in the day.
I remember. Back when video games were...
good. Do you remember when DLCs you could get for free and now every DLC is $50?
Remember when they used to just call DLCs a sequel?
Yeah. Remember
it was
when
a full game?
You could unlock a new hat in a game instead of paying $3 in a microtransaction?
Remember when Shadow the Hedgehog had a gun instead of doing the Olympics?
Games these days, they don't even give the hedgehog a gun.
It's a day one gun patch.
If you brought out Shadow the Hedgehog today, you couldn't even bring out Shadow the Hedgehog today.
Yeah.
Twitter would go crazy.
Sega would be cancelled if they gave Shadow the Hedgehog a gun.
He would be cancelled straight away.
Yeah.
Give Peach bigger tits.
Anyway, so basically, patches are... they're annoying, but they're good because
they're part of life.
We're
now.
All old enough that we remember. Like, video games never used, like, it would just be like, oh, okay, the developer cooked this. There's
yeah,
a glitch.
That is true.
There's like game ending glitches in these games that if you hit them, yeah, there's no fix. The game is just cooked.
My partner always talks about one of her favorite games when she was very little was a game called Twinson's Odyssey.
Yeah.
No, maybe it wasn't Twinson's Odyssey. There was some game that she played with her dad heaps, and they got to the very end because they played it together. And they were like, we can't defeat the boss. And then just a little text box came up on the screen that was like, we didn't know there was a glitch we couldn't fix. Sorry. It's finished. This is it. The end. And then it went to the credits. Like, you couldn't finish the game. So that's what a day one patch fixes, you know?
And there is patched versions of original video games. It's just that when they just didn't announce it, they would just put the not broken game. They just ship them out again.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Mario 64 has, like, I think, like, two or three different versions.
Mm.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to download that thing or whatever.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Life sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Get used to it, kid. One day you wake up, you're 30.
Yeah.
Peach's tits are half the size they used to be.
Exactly.
Dude, I remember
why don't you shoot yourself in the head, Shadow the Hedgehog?
Dear me.
And finally, an email. I'm just going to end on this email because I don't know what it means.
Oh, that's always good.
Subject, Manuel Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you heard / played this? It had me crying, Pete.
I have this game. I've never played it.
Did it have you crying?
Did it have you crying?
Yeah, I've never played it. You don't know.
yeah, I don't know.
I like that. I don't know. I think Manuel Samuel's one of those games where it's like Quop, yeah? Where it's like...
Yeah, you're a dead dude and you come back to life and you have to like... Every one of your limbs is like... Yeah, you have to like move around like Octodad or... Yeah,
yeah. Quop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't have him crying from sadness. No. It had him crying because it's funny.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Manuel Samuel dies and then he's in heaven or whatever.
That is
game.
Sad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad when someone dies, especially in someone named Manuel.
Yeah.
I have an email.
Yep.
It's from Victor.
Yeah,
he says, "Hey, Thumb Cramps boys, can you please let Hayden, Levins, and Alexi do an episode?" Yours truly, Victor.
Victor.
P.S. Would be none of the regular hosts.
I reckon that would be good.
I think that would be swears from start to finish.
Oh, that'd be so good. Thumb Cramps up late.
Yeah. Thumb Cramps presents Thumb Cramps up late.
Thumb Cramps presents Thumb Crumps up late, apparently. Welcome
back to another dog mouth, the Dog Mouth Gang.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever, it's an episode I don't have to do. Yeah, I give it my tick of approval.
You got your request, Victor. Thanks for the email.
And if you want to send us an email, you can find us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. Today's episode has been, well, a relatively low thumbs episode because it was 3.5 for Mario Golf. Mm-hmm. Four for
the demo of Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympics.
But also a purchase in the future.
Yeah,
so
true.
Maybe so. It isn't so bad. And then 4 for Boomerang FU.
But then Archie gave it 6.
That's
true.
Really bumped the averages up. Look, that brings today's total to like 22 and a half thumbs, I think.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
22 really thumbs and a half.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is...
How did you get that extra 5?
I did an ad. Yeah. I just said the numbers out loud and forgot what I said and then just grabbed a random number.
No, but you are right. 22, roughly.
23 thumbs and a nunk. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Levins. And if you want to hear more of me, I have many other podcasts on the Sans Pants Network, including Hey Fam, All the Small Games, and... Serious Issues, an episode of which I'm about to record right now with Joel Dusha.
Oh my god.
Uzumaki and other Junji Ito books.
That's right. You're not invited, Jackson, even though you've read those.
Can Jackson do it too?
Jackson, what are you doing?
Next Nothing. Half hour, you want to stick around?
Yeah, all right.
All right, Jackson's in it too.
Yeah! The Mario boys ride again.
Yeah! Mamma mia!
What if they gave Junji Ito a gun? Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sans Pants Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.